The counties are preempted by federal and state laws from regulating genetically engineered crops and pesticides. That's the ruling so far in federal district court. But Senator Gil Keith Ageron says that does not prevent state lawmakers from taking action.
If the legislature acts on this, we're going to have some direction from the counties on, do you really want to have home rule on some aspects of this, knowing what the impacts are going to be on your resources? Because taking on the responsibility to regulate also means you've got to put some money into your budget to do it.
And regulation also includes enforcement. But anti-GMO proponent Mark Sheehan says the Hawaii legislature has been compromised by lobbyists, and he wants lawmakers to wake up.
When 23,000 people vote in favor of a bill, they're sending a message to our legislators, don't just represent the interests of corporations who are knocking on your door and taking you to lunch and taking you out to play golf. Start representing the health of the people whom you really represent.
But Monsanto site lead David Stolzfus says genetic engineering is a much-needed technology to feed a growing world population.
If we continue farming as we are today, there's going to be billions of people without food. So we have to find a way to increase the amount of food we as a world population produce. Otherwise, the 9 billion people that are estimated to be on this planet in the year 2050 are going to go hungry.
Anti-GMO supporter and farmer Alika Atai says the next step at the legislature is to enact laws to protect native Hawaiian crops.
This is a time for the native people to lobby to protect our native Hawaiian canoe plants. We've already been able to ban kalo. We need to ban breadfruit, uala, and all of our la'au lapa'au, all of our Hawaiian herbs from being GMO tainted.
But Maui County Farm Bureau Executive Director Warren Watanabe says county lawmakers need to focus on the ballot initiative process, which circumvents regulatory scrutiny and legal reviews.
The community needs to decide, why do we elect a county council and a mayor? Because isn't that part of their role as our legislative body representing all of us? I think correcting some of the language in the initiative process, in the charter, it can work.
But no matter what one's position is on GMOs, Maui Tomorrow Foundation Executive Director Irene Bowie says the November 4th ballot initiative has raised the issue to a higher level and will be prominent in the next legislative session.
There are going to be some bills to ask for things like buffer zones and neighbor notification of pesticide spraying. I think we're on the road to more responsible farming practices being demanded.
Bowie says for Maui at least, that includes GMO and sugarcane crops and pesticide use. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.